Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, D-Day, June 6, 1944, The Climactic Battle of World War II by Stephen E. Ambrose is a narrative history of the Allied invasion of Normandy, the operation that opened a decisive Western front against Nazi Germany. Ambrose, known for blending strategic overview with firsthand recollections, presents the planning, the peril, and the human cost of the landings in a way that keeps the reader close to the action without losing sight of the larger stakes. The book follows the immense logistical buildup, the intelligence contest, and the difficult choices made by commanders on both sides, then moves into the minute-by-minute experience of soldiers, sailors, and airmen on June 6, 1944. It also looks beyond the beaches to the immediate struggle inland, where success depended on improvisation under fire. Written for general readers, yet grounded in widely reported historical record and veteran testimony, the book aims to explain why this single day mattered so profoundly and why its outcome reshaped the course of the war in Europe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the strategic stakes and the road to overlord. A central theme is why an invasion of Western Europe became unavoidable by 1944 and why it was so risky. The book places D-Day within the broader Allied strategy to relieve pressure on the Soviet Union, regain a foothold on the continent, and accelerate Germany's defeat by forcing a two-front collapse. It explains how earlier setbacks and lessons shaped planning, including the need for air superiority, overwhelming naval fire support, and a workable logistics scheme for sustaining a massive army across the channel. Ambrose highlights the scale of coordination required among the United States, Britain, Canada, and other Allied partners, from ship schedules and landing craft availability to the timing of airborne drops and beach assaults. The narrative also addresses German strategic dilemmas, including the challenge of defending a long coastline with limited mobile reserves and uncertainty about where the main blow would fall. This topic clarifies that D-Day was not merely a battlefield event, but a strategic gamble dependent on industrial capacity, coalition politics, and a correct reading of what the enemy could and could not do once the landings began. Secondly, planning, deception, and intelligence in a high-stakes contest. The book emphasizes that success on June 6 depended heavily on decisions made long before the first ramp dropped. It covers the practical planning problems that shaped the invasion plan, such as selecting beaches that balanced accessibility with defensibility, matching assault forces to terrain, and ensuring communications across air, land, and sea. Just as important is the intelligence and deception battle. Ambrose describes how the Allies worked to mislead German leaders about the likely landing area and timing, seeking to delay the movement of German reserves and keep strong units tied down away from Normandy. Weather forecasting emerges as an underappreciated factor, since a narrow window of sea state, tides, and moonlight affected airborne operations and amphibious landings. The narrative also explores the limits of intelligence, including what could not be known about local defenses, minefields, and the readiness of specific German formations. By showing both careful preparation and unavoidable uncertainty, this topic explains why the invasion plan needed built-in flexibility, and why improvisation by junior leaders became so critical once friction, confusion, and unexpected resistance disrupted even the best-laid schedules. Thirdly, the airborne assault and the fight to secure the flanks. Ambrose devotes significant attention to the airborne landings that preceded the beach assaults, portraying them as essential to preventing German counterattacks and protecting the vulnerable invasion corridor. The account explains the objectives commonly associated with the airborne mission: seize key crossroads, disrupt enemy movement, secure bridges and causeways, and deny German forces easy routes to the beaches. It also details the problems that made the airborne effort so chaotic, including navigation errors, scattered drops, anti-aircraft fire, flooded terrain, and the difficulty of assembling units in the dark. Rather than presenting the airborne operation as a clean prelude, the book stresses its improvisational nature, where small groups formed on the spot, pursued local objectives, and exploited opportunities created by surprise. This topic shows how tactical initiative could compensate for lost cohesion, and how those scattered actions still produce strategic effects by sowing confusion and slowing German response. It also illustrates the psychological intensity of the invasion paratroopers and glider troops landed isolated, often behind enemy lines, and had to make rapid decisions with incomplete information. Fourthly, the beach landings: Omaha, Utah, Gold, Juno, and Sword. The heart of the book is the multi-beach assault, presented as a series of distinct battles shaped by terrain, German fortifications, and the interplay of naval, air, and ground power. Ambrose explains how each beach had its own tactical logic: the exits off the sand, the strength of defensive positions, the availability of armored support, and the ability of assault waves to reorganize under fire. Particular attention is given to moments when plans failed, such as mislanded craft, disrupted formations, and obstacles that remained intact, because bombardment and engineering efforts could not fully clear them. The narrative underscores how leadership at small unit level often determined outcomes, with individuals rallying scattered troops, finding gaps, and pushing through strong points. At the same time, the book shows the importance of combined arms support, including naval gunfire, specialized armor, and engineers tasked with opening routes inland. By comparing beaches where momentum built quickly with those where casualties were severe and progress uncertain, this topic conveys the uneven nature of D-Day and why the invasion could not be judged by a single dramatic image or one sector alone. Lastly, holding the beachhead and the meaning of D-Day. The book looks beyond the initial landings to the immediate requirement to consolidate gains, bring in reinforcements, and prevent German forces from sealing off or splitting the lodgment. Ambrose discusses the practical challenges of sustaining an army across a hostile shoreline, unloading supplies under threat, organizing beach traffic, establishing command and control, and linking the separate beachheads into a coherent front. The fighting inland is portrayed as a continuation of the invasion rather than an afterthought, with hedgerows, villages, and narrow roads making movement slow and defense stubborn. This topic also addresses decision-making on both sides after the first day, including how quickly the Allies could build combat power and how German commanders responded given their constraints, disrupted communications, and uncertainty about follow-on landings. Finally, the book frames D-Day as a turning point not because victory was instantly assured, but because the Allies secured a foothold that Germany could not eliminate. The result was a sustained campaign that drew German resources westward and created the conditions for liberation and eventual defeat. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a clear, dramatic account of D-Day without getting lost in overly technical operational detail. Military history newcomers will appreciate its focus on readable narrative and the way it connects strategy, planning, and battlefield experience. More experienced readers can still benefit from how it synthesizes widely known sources into a coherent story that highlights the roles of commanders and ordinary servicemen alike. The practical value comes from understanding how large goals depend on execution at every level: forecasting, logistics, coordination among allies, and leadership when plans collapse. Those lessons translate beyond history into modern life by reinforcing the importance of preparation, adaptability, and teamwork under pressure. Compared with many similar D-Day books, this one is worth buying for its balance of broad perspective and human-scale storytelling. It does not treat the invasion as a single heroic tableau, but as a complicated multi-domain operation where outcomes varied by location and minute. If you want a focused, accessible book that captures why June 6, 1944 mattered and why it remains a benchmark for coalition warfare and crisis leadership, this is a strong choice. If you would like to support Stephen E. Ambrose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.